latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Jadon Sancho has delivered a possible glimmer of hope that he may yet remain a Manchester City player. The 17-year-old winger has reportedly turned down the club's offer of a new deal believed to be worth £30,000 per week. North London rivals Arsenal and Spurs have positioned themselves to grab the youngster, although reports that Sancho's out of contract are inaccurate. He was left behind from City's pre-season tour to the US, adding to fears that there'd been a complete breakdown between the respective camps. Sancho took to social media on Friday, though, to share an old picture of him arriving for training alongside fellow City starlets Phil Foden and Bram Diaz. The pair have shone in tour games against Manchester United and Real Madrid, with Sancho attaching the message saying, "Three young boys all with one dream." City chiefs will take some encouragement from the tweet, already of the belief they have outlined a clear first-team progression path to Sancho and his family. But as yet, he hasn't signed a new deal, and there's plenty who are taking him away. Moving on, Turkish side Galatasaray have reportedly reached a £5 million agreement for Manchester City's unwanted midfielder, Fernando. Talks have been ongoing for the last few days about bringing down the original £8 million price tag for the Brazilian, who's been told he can leave the Etihad by boss Pep Guardiola. Sources at the club understand that Galatasaray and City have reached a compromise figure, which will see £4.7 million paid up front. Finally today, City should have David Silva fit for the Premier League opener against Brighton, despite him struggling with a groin injury.